This is Wade Renske with the Chief Organizer's Report, pigeons, AGIs, rent caps, and more. Listening to the reports from all the offices around Canada where Acorn Canada is organizing is always a treat in their year-end, year-begin meeting. Every year, it seems there are more unusual issues as well as dramatic progress on long-time campaigns as the organization and its successes spread around the country. Take pigeons, for example, please. Known by some urban dwellers as flying rats, pigeons have a reputation that puts them far afield of their rock dove name. A complex where Acorn was organizing in Ottawa was overrun with pigeon guano everywhere to the point it was more than a nuisance, it was a health hazard. Putting plastic owls up there and here was not a solution, but with one action after another, the Acorn tenants forced the landlord to put up netting over the entire building to keep out the pigeons. I hadn't thought of that. The next time we have a problem, that makes sense. Almost as common in the reports as pigeons were parking problems, where tenants were paying monthly sums for parking that either didn't exist or wasn't accessible. Sometimes those issues were easier to win than stopping pigeons. Common issues in Canadian cities where we have won rent caps, which set a limit on how much a landlord can raise the rent annually, is stealth fabrications by landlords to break the rules. AGI stands for above guideline increases. In Ontario, landlords can apply for AGI increases if they can adjust them. Acorn ends up dealing with a lot of tenant complaints where they're trying to do so, usually on specious grounds. Reports from Ontario offices established quite a successful win rate for Acorn on these AGI requests. Real progress is made in several cities from east to west on what they call renovictions, where a building owner is trying to evict tenants so they can renovate. In various British Columbia cities, we've won significant restrictions on this practice. One dodge that some use is evicting on the pretense that the landlord or her family is going to move into the property or the unit. In British Columbia, an Acorn victory there is going to require proof of residency by the landlord actually moving into the property and requiring them to stay for up to a year. Believe me, that scam has just stopped. Where there continues to be huge progress is heat and cooling guidelines requiring action by landlords when temperatures go way low or way high. Where many areas of Canada thought they didn't need air conditioning, climate change has turned the tables. Hamilton won the first study there, but subsequently, as the campaign has moved from city to city, others have leaped forward as well. Weirdly, in Mississauga, there was a heat ordinance for places that had air conditioning, but nothing for those that needed air conditioning. Brick by brick, these individual and building by building issues are building an unstoppable effort to create a structure of rights and protections for tenants in Canada. It's a process, but Acorn has a plan, and it's working. This is Wade Brasky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.